2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 noon. I'm Lindsay Ertz in for Maria Chaleos today. Today is Tuesday, May 17th, and right now it's 73 degrees.
An easy drive on the Valley Freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Salt Lake City's Olympic bid.
A new report breaks down the economic impact for the state if we hosted the Olympic Games again in 2030. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the highlights.
Policy Institute looked at all the new money the Games could bring into the state and found that the Games would have a $3.9 billion input. That would peak in 2030 and then drop off sharply in 2031 after the Games, so it would just be a temporary boost. It'd also mean a lot of jobs, but according to those leading the bid, when compared to 2002, we already have all the venues built, so it would mean fewer construction jobs and more for event organizers and operators.
The full economic impact report is at gardner.utah.edu. Kids ages 5 to 11 are one step closer to being eligible for a booster COVID shot. Wendy Hobson-Rohrer is a pediatrician and the associate vice president for health at the University of Utah. She says the shot could be given to this group right after it's fully approved.
Because all of the offices that currently have the vaccine available for 5 to 11-year-olds, it's the same dose, and so they would just go to wherever they got their vaccine, their first two doses.
The FDA has authorized the use of the Pfizer booster for this age group, but the CDC still needs to sign off. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Joe Biden visiting Buffalo, New York, visiting with the victims of Saturday's mass shooting and calling Americans to condemn white supremacy. ABC's Karen Travers reports.
There was just one line in there, one reference to what the president said are certain things we can do, meaning Washington. He said we can keep assault weapons off our streets. It's been done before. He says we can't prevent people from being radicalized, but maybe government can look at trying to address what he says is relentless exploitation of the internet to mobilize and recruit terrorism. I think there's a reality here.
Travers says while the president's words are emotional, there's a limit to what the president himself can do in terms of legislative action for things like gun control. We're going to hear a longer portion of the president's speech in just a few minutes during the in-depth here on KSL News Radio. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall is getting ready for Bike to Work Day. The mayor plans to bike to City Hall tomorrow with several community members. Riders will gather at Allen Park off 13th East and Sugar House, where the mayor will and transportation director will speak at 7:30 in the morning before continuing their ride. The president of Snow College announced he's stepping down and taking a new position. Bradley Cook is leaving Snow College in July and will become the president of American University of Bahrain in the Middle East. A press release from the college says the Utah Board of Higher Education will start a national search for a new president. Other national stories KSL is following.
The invasion of Ukraine.
Prime Minister of Greece is in Washington this week and next, talking about the U.S.-Greece relations and the war in Ukraine with lawmakers. He plans to meet with President Biden soon. Prime Minister Mitsotakis says the Ukrainian people are fighting for their rights, just like the Greeks had to do for years.
We have no animus towards the Russian people, with whom we have been bound so closely by faith and history. But we cannot... We simply cannot be indifferent to a struggle that reminds us so much of our own.
Again, Prime Minister Mitsotakis there addressing a joint meeting of Congress in honor of the nation's 200th anniversary of declaring its independence. Finland and Sweden are moving forward with their bids to join NATO. Finland's parliament approved the bid to apply, and Sweden also handed over a formal application to NATO officials in Brussels. Meanwhile, Russia's neighbor, Finland, has been the target of recent Russian threats. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. is confident their application will go through.
There's a lot of support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. We have seen that in polling. We've seen that in voice support just across the NATO alliances. And so we have every confidence that there will be a consensus.
Turkey has pledged that it would try to block Finland and Sweden from doing this. And Senator Mike Lee voted against a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine yesterday. He was one of 11 votes against it, including himself, while 80 senators voted in favor. There's no votes that came from fiscal conservatives who questioned whether the funding would go, where the funding would go, rather, and said it would add to the national debt. And coming up on KSL, Congress hearing about UFOs. Yeah, and a look at your noontime drive.
All clear on your Valley freeways, but we do have some traffic a little busy. Both directions of Redwood Road approaching and passing California Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
We continue the search for answers.
He carried out what authorities have called domestic terrorism.
The more details, the more frustration there is across the country.
Get updates every 30 minutes this week and breaking news as soon as it breaks on KSL News Radio.
Nothing is more important than family. The people who love us unconditionally through good times and bad. On This Is Us, we've shared every unforgettable moment with America's favorite TV family. But all good things must come to an end.
I want to tell her she can go, but I want to get it right.
You will.
Don't miss the final two episodes of This Is Us, the final chapter, tonight on NBC.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
Don't let your budget slow down your summer. Tonight at 10, KSL shows you affordable family fun.
It's changed a lot and it's changed quickly.
Feel like skyrocketing inflation is putting travel out of reach?
That's hard when so many of us are so excited to travel.
Don't let rising prices shut down your summer plans.
There's really options for everyone, budget-wise.
Vlad Egan shows you the do's and don'ts for discounts and deals. Unaffordable Utah Family Summer Fun. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
The temperature's warmer, and here at Alpine Home Medical, we couldn't be happier to serve you as we mark our 25th anniversary this spring. Hi, I'm Jay Broadbent, and I want to thank you for being the best customers over the last 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you. If you've shopped with us before, thank you. If not, we want to make sure that we're your one-stop shop for all your home medical needs. You'll find the most selection and best quality products. Check out our power scooters for better freedom to help you move around and get you where you need to go easier. With compression socks, CPAP supplies, and incontinence products, our resupply team ships discreetly to your home, where you need it, when you need it. You get it all in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Alpine Home Medical has 10 locations across Utah and southern Idaho to serve you. Visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. That's alpinehomemedical.com.
Get a preseason AC tune-up for only $33. This $33 AC tune-up won't last, so take action. Call Action Plumbing Air and Electric at 833-3333.
Welcome back. Recapping our top story, a new report from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute looked at all the money hosting the 2030 Winter Olympics could bring into the state, and they found they would have a $3.9 billion input. KSL News Time, 12:08. For the first time in nearly 50 years, Congress is holding public hearings about the existence of unidentified aerial phenomena, commonly known as UAPs or UFOs. The House panel is discussing a report on these UFO encounters released by the Pentagon. The Pentagon now authorizing the creation of a group that will catalog and investigate possible UFO encounters.
The message is now clear. If you see something, you need to report it. And the message has been received.
Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray says they've worked to destigmatize the reporting of such encounters and made these UFOs a legitimate concern for the intelligence community at large. It's not what you'd expect to see roaming the streets of northern Ohio, but a peacock called Argus has become a local celebrity. Yeah, Argus jumped a fence and ran away from home 4 years ago and has managed to survive and thrive. And people in the town have grown to love seeing the bird, even though he's a bit noisy.
The noise, yeah. I mean, for me, it doesn't really bother me anymore at this point. But I know that some people in the neighborhood have kids and you know, if you have a peacock screaming its head off at all hours of the night.
Argus even has his own Facebook page where people post snapshots of his sighting. The price to buy forever stamps at the post office is expected to go up by 2 cents starting in July if the Postal Regulatory Commission gives their approval. That will make the cost of the stamp 60 cents. Costs for other mailing services are also expected to rise, including metered letters, domestic postcards, and international letters. Britain's Queen made a surprise visit to a train station in central London to see a newly completed subway line named in her honor.
The 96-year-old monarch, who's reduced most of her public engagements, appeared at Paddington Station and unveiled a plaque. Also on hand, Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
It was wonderful to see Her Majesty open it in such fine form. And I really think that this will bring people back into mass transit in the city. It will bring people back into their places of work.
It was the first appearance outside the Windsor area for the Queen since she attended a memorial service for her late husband nearly 2 months ago. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Ricky Meese joining me now. Ricky, what if you just got on a train and there was the Queen?
Oh, that would be incredible. But I have to admit, the peacock is also
right.
Kind of interesting.
Right.
For me, so.
Peacock sightings everywhere in Ohio. Yeah.
Well, we are off to a great start for your noontime drive. Valley Freeway traffic rolling along. No accidents, no delays. In the downtown area, some slowdowns southbound 3rd West. And that's going to start prior to 1300 South. You'll see better speeds by 2100 South. Also, westbound slowing on 13th and 1700 South between State and 3rd West. But overall, a quiet start on the drive if you're out and about to grab a bite to eat. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And a few more days of warm temperatures. Matt Johnson now in the KSL Weather Center.
We'll keep it cloudy today across the Wasatch Front. Highs topping out in the upper 70s. By this afternoon, there is a slight chance for a thunderstorm south of Utah County. Overnight lows in the mid-50s with partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, we're back to our sunny ways with highs in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 73 degrees, mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, more on what President Joe Biden had to say about the Buffalo supermarket shooting. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Being a giant in our city means giving exceptional and distinguished service, as well as extraordinary professional achievement. That's why at the Salt Lake Chamber, they find those who are giants in the area, then decide who's the most worthy of being honored with the most prestigious business award in Utah, the Giant in Our City Award. This year, another giant will be recognized for making their own giant impact, Ray Pickup. Join the Salt Lake Chamber and honor Ray Pickup with WCF Insurance on May 19th at the Grand America Hotel. Whether donating time to the local food bank or raising funds for a grant program, Ray and WCF Insurance are among the first to lend a helping hand. This unconditional giving is at the heart of Ray's very nature, recognized by everyone who knows him. For more information, visit slchamber.com and join together to celebrate Ray's accomplishments and dedication to the community. That's slchamber.com.
Your happiest spring starts with Lowe's. Get those outdoor gatherings ready with our South Haven two-piece conversation set at a special value. Was $5.28, now $4.48. Then get the cookout going with our Charbroil Performance Black 4-Burner Gas Grill at a special value. Was $2.49, now $1.99. Create a season full of togetherness and make spring sizzle at Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, about 5/12 through 5/18.
At Haugen RV, we have a large selection of your favorite new and pre-owned RVs. That means you won't just be purchasing an RV, but you'll be purchasing the right RV at the right price. Come and visit us at one of our two Castle Country RV locations in Logan and Helper, or at Legacy RV in Salt Lake City. You can also take a look at our inventory online at HaugenRV.com. May 16th through the 21st only, we are offering show pricing and other exclusive offers. Now is the perfect time to start your next big adventure. Haugen RV. Adventure without limits.
I'm a jewelry designer on the team at Shane Company. And yes, we're the place for beautifully crafted classics. But we're also excited about our new styles. Here's some of our favorites. First off, our new opal pendant. It's absolutely gorgeous. The play of color on the stone is just mesmerizing. And it's the perfect centerpiece to layer with chains. Next, our zodiac charms, accented with diamonds. Add them to a necklace with other charms to tell your story. You'll love our stud earrings in aquamarine, the color of the moment. With the diamond halo, the serene blue really stands out. Another super stylish option, our gemstone by the yard necklace. Choose either London blue topaz, amethyst, or peridot. We have matching bracelets, too. Last but not least, our new jewelry collection with pepper diamonds. These styles feature uniquely shaped diamonds with streaks of black. They're just so cool. You've got to see them. Come in and see what's new.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Right now, water heaters are on sale at Any Hour Services. Schedule a free estimate today to see how much you'll save. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at AnyHourServices.com.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a 2030 Winter Olympics in Utah would bring billions of dollars into the state's economy, according to a new report. But the number would be lower than in 2002. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, kids ages 5 to 11 are one step closer to being eligible for a booster COVID shot. The FDA has authorized the use of the Pfizer booster for this age group, but the CDC still needs to sign off. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We are still enjoying a crash-free, delay-free drive on the Valley freeways. Some of the surface streets, especially in the downtown area, have been a little bit busy, but overall, not a bad drive in progress for your noontime commute. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A shallow cool front bringing clouds and cooler temperatures. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 73 degrees and mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden visiting makeshift memorials in Buffalo and the families of the victims of the mass shooting in a neighborhood supermarket. Primary day in five states. In Pennsylvania, celebrity surgeon and Senate hopeful Dr. Oz is hoping former President Trump's endorsement is enough to carry him. But ABC's Alex Prochet in Pennsylvania says Oz's win is not as clear-cut as he'd like.
We are seeing essentially a three-way dead heat in this Republican Senate primary between Barnett, Oz, and McCormick. Certainly, that Trump endorsement has carried weight in some parts of the state where the former president is still very, very popular. But I can tell you that we talked to Republicans here in Philadelphia who are more aligned with or voting along issues and less so concerned with who the former president endorsed.
The FDA taking new steps to ease the baby formula shortage, including making it easier to bring it in from overseas. ABC's M. Nguyen has more.
Currently, about 98% of formula consumed in the U.S. is American-made. But the FDA warns the imported products, potentially coming from the U.K., Australia, and New Zealand, will take weeks to get here.
And today, the FDA okayed COVID booster shots for 5 to 11-year-olds. The CDC could clear the way for those shots by the end of the week. You're listening to ABC News.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. President Joe Biden giving a speech in the wake of a mass shooting in a Buffalo supermarket where police say at least 10 people were killed. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice is investigating the mass shooting at a grocery store with a majority of black shoppers as a hate crime and an act of racially motivated violent extremism. The president clearly defined this act as domestic terrorism and condemned the racist ideology of the suspected shooter.
We need to say as clearly and forcefully as we can that the ideology of white supremacy has no place in America. None. And look, failure for us to not say that, failure in saying that, is going to be complicity. Silence is complicity. It's complicity. We cannot remain silent. Our nation's strength has always come from the idea. It's going to sound corny, but think about it. What's the idea of our nation? That we're all children of God. All life, liberty, our universal goods. Gifts of God. We didn't get it from a government. We got it from because we exist. We're called upon to defend them. The venom of the haters and their weapons of war, the violence and the words and deeds that stalk our streets, our stores, our schools. This venom, this violence cannot be the story of our time.
The president there also remembering each of the victims, becoming visibly emotional as he described how their families and communities will keep their memories alive. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for traffic. Ricky Meese, how's our drive looking?
It is a crash-free commute in progress on the freeways and main secondaries. Construction could catch you if you're going to be traveling northbound on Highway 40, passing Jordanelle on the way to SR 248 in Summit County. But overall, nice and quiet for our Tuesday noontime drive. Enjoy it while you can. Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And I just refuse to get my sweaters back out now that they're packed away for this season. Here's Matt Johnson with the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
There are more spring swings in the forecast. Today we're at 79 and mostly cloudy. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and back to the low 80s. Now moving into Thursday, it's mostly cloudy, cold front approaching, highs in the low 70s. We get cooler into the low 60s by Friday with partly cloudy skies. Moving into the weekend, it's really nice, upper 60s and mid 70s by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now it's 73 and mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. And coming up on Utah's Noon News, we'll talk more about rising gas prices.
Hey, this is Ben Brown with BoxHomeLoans.com. Utah home values rose on average 27.1% last year. That means if your home was worth over $400,000 last year, you could have over $100,000 available in new equity today. Now I know what you're thinking. Why would I do a cash-out refi when rates are rising? Yes, rates are rising. That includes the much higher interest loans like personal loans, credit cards, and auto loans too. The truth is, now is still a great time to consolidate your higher interest debts into one low affordable monthly payment with a cash out refi from BoxHomeLoans.com. Do the numbers make sense for you? Call your trusted local lender with over 700 five-star Google reviews for a free cash out consultation. Mention this ad to receive $200 to $500 off closing costs on a cash-out refi. Call us today at 855-294-LOAN. Box Home Loans, a division of Canopy Mortgage, LLC, NMLS ID number 1359687, Equal Housing Lender.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Folks, if you're a homeowner over the age of 62, there's never been a better time than right now to consider a reverse mortgage. Home values have never been higher. New lending limits have increased by almost $150,000. Let's face it, retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Inflation is really affecting the retirees. We're all feeling the pinch at the grocery store, the gas pump, everywhere you turn. The cost of living has increased substantially. To survive in this environment, you may need to consider alternate resources. Your home may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized to improve your retirement. At Reverse Freedom, their clients have seen a dramatic improvement in their retirement cash flow with today's reverse mortgage. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss the best options for you. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or calculate your own figures at reversefreedom.com. NMLS 1382816.
KSL News Time 1223. If you're driving past a gas station and it looks like the prices have jumped again, you're probably right.
A year ago, gas was $1.44 a gallon cheaper, says the AAA. It's $4.48 a gallon on average today, up 16 cents in a week. And listen to this. Gas is about $6 a gallon in California, but a comparatively comfy $3.99 a gallon in Georgia. What can you do? Well, the AAA has some tips. First of all, slow down. Drive the speed limit. Avoid jackrabbit starts. Don't idle. Limit your use of air conditioning and park in the shade. I'm Rita Foley.
And don't go to California because $6 a gallon, that is so much. We're watching Utah's money. A South Carolina restaurant is paying 92 workers more than $600,000 in back wages. The restaurant called 167 Raw made an illegal tip pool that gave tip money to management that practices not in line with federal labor policy. A new report out on the best place to live A new report is out on the best places to live in the United States. Huntsville, Alabama just dethroned Boulder, Colorado for the number one spot in the U.S. And the USN News and World Report yearly best places to live list. Analysts say housing affordability and quality of life gave it the number one spot. KSL Drive's Uber is rolling out more perks for riders. One of these, 10% cash back when riding to or from the airport. Other perks include Marriott hotel points for rides and Uber Eats discounts. And your money at this moment, Dow is up right now about a half a percentage point, sitting at 32,401. The S&P up as well, 40 points. That's a full percentage point. And the NASDAQ up 164 points. Two more people have pled guilty in part of a scheme to manipulate Amazon. Prosecutors say the group of six people was bribing Amazon employees for confidential data to help sellers have a competitive advantage while selling. Joseph Nielsen and Kristen Lissess from New York have admitted to paying more than $100,000 in bribes over 4 years.
When you've put in the long hours and the work is done, you just want to be home already. Let Jeff Kaplan join you on the drive home.
Prices stores pay is up 11%.
The FDA is working through the challenging process. We've had enough watering from Mother Nature to keep us sustained for now.
Important news updates, plus traffic and weather together.
A fuel leak from a semi.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, 3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $44 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $44. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $44 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Traffic and weather together now, turning to Ricky Meese, who's in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, for those who are traveling the I-15 corridor north or southbound, you're looking at a really nice drive. No accidents, no delays between Ogden and Provo. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also crash-free and delay-free. You could run into construction delays in Summit County northbound on Highway 40. They come and they go. You just don't know if you're going to hit them. It's going to be after you pass the Jordanelle State Park on the way to SR 248. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, settle in for our 7-day forecast. Today's high going to be 79. We'll see a few clouds this afternoon. Then tomorrow we're up to 82. A little more sunshine. No chance for any rain. Thursday we dip down a little bit and a slight chance for a sprinkle. We'll see highs in the low 70s. Then our high on Friday is only going to be 63. That's going to feel like sweater weather, so get prepared for it. And then it looks like on the weekend should be relatively okay with a high of 68 on Saturday. And then Sunday we'll bump up and see a high of 75.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. You're listening.
listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, just shy of 12:30. I'm Lindsay Ertz, in for Maria Chaleos all this week. And right now it's 73 degrees and mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this half hour, a company is suing Salt Lake County over a mining ban in Parley's Canyon. Tree Farm LLC says the ban is in violation of state code and wants it overturned.
The company Tree Farm submitted a proposal for a limestone quarry in Parley's Canyon last fall. The plan received a lot of pushback, and in April, the Salt Lake County Council voted unanimously to ban mining in the area, putting a stop to the plan. Now Tree Farm is suing the county. According to court documents, Tree Farm alleges the county violated state law by banning mining. State code says counties can't limit the extraction or processing of critical infrastructure materials, which the lawsuit says includes mining. A spokesperson for Salt Lake County was not available for comment earlier today. Martha Harris, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City's Olympic bid.
Hosting the Winter Olympics in 2030 would mean billions of dollars for Utah's economy. That's according to a report from the Kemsey Gardner Policy Institute. Fraser Bullock, who's leading Utah's bid for the Games, says the impact would be different than in 2002 because Utah is already on the world stage.
It's really this temporary boost to be able to welcome the world, do something really special for the world. But in terms of long-term economic growth, I don't see that it's going to have much of an impact.
The report says the economic boost would peak in 2030 and then drop off sharply in 2031. KSL's top national stories, primary elections underway in Pennsylvania with the state's Republican Senate candidates waiting to see who is in the number one spot. Republican Senate hopeful Kathy Barnett is facing renewed criticism for her possible involvement in the Capitol riot.
ABC has verified that the images first shared by an independent researcher show Barnett marching towards the Capitol on January 6th. She has denied being having any connection to the Proud Boys with another network. But again, that's going to be something that's being talked about a lot.
That's ABC's Alex Prescia reporting from Pennsylvania. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president and vice president didn't attend any of the protests of those in favor of abortion rights, rallying in cities nationwide. The demonstrators outraged by a leaked draft from the U.S. Supreme Court suggesting the conservative majority is poised to overthrow the Roe versus Wade abortion decision.
The president and the vice president were energized to see the many people peacefully gathering this past weekend. The administration continues to do everything possible to protect access to women's reproductive rights, including working closely with abortion rights groups, providers, and elected officials, and more.
The press secretary making that statement on Air Force One on the way to Buffalo today. One of the nation's biggest suppliers of baby formula will be able to reopen a major production facility in Sturgis, Michigan. Unfortunately, the supply may not meet the demand for several more weeks.
This is Jim Ryan. The severe shortage of baby formula has left families with infants searching for alternatives, including one of the nation's many human milk banks.
We're actually called a milk depot.
Tammy Sullivan of Houston Methodist Willowbrook Hospital says the effort to find milk donors has intensified as shelves are emptied of formula.
They have had a written interview, a phone interview with the milk bank. They've had a blood draw.
Donated milk is then frozen and distributed through a national network to women anywhere in the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And there is some relief in sight for parents searching for baby formula. Doctors at the University of Utah say we're not really experiencing a major shortage of all different types of formula here in Utah, but it's the specialty formulas that we're really seeing the shortage of here in Salt Lake. University of Utah Dr. Michelle Hoffman says along those lines, you shouldn't hoard formula in a shortage like this. Don't panic buy. And she gave some other tips to help babies stay safe.
We want you to avoid substituting without the help of medical professionals. So reaching out to your pediatrician, your family doctor, to our WIC office if you have questions. Absolutely no diluting of formula to make it last longer.
And they also say not to supplement. The FDA has started opening some of the formula production plants that were previously closed due to possible contamination. Utah's County Attorney David Levitt is in Ukraine helping an anonymous donor select 500 families to support for the next year.
It's one thing to read about it in the newspaper. It's another thing altogether to be sitting knee to knee with
a woman who says, you know, my husband didn't quite make it out of the house before the bomb hit.
Levitt tells KSL's Dave Andujanovic the situation hasn't improved almost 3 months since Russia's war on Ukraine began. And coming up on KSL, we're going to take a look back on President Biden's speech in Buffalo. Plus, Boyd Matheson will join me live in studio and a look at your noontime drive.
You're good to go on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 21st South Freeway. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Take our challenge each afternoon to think again.
Heavy on politics, light on policy, and heavy on division. Now, I'll be honest, I don't think the president believed what he was saying today.
The expanded Inside Sources from 1 till 3.
Just ask Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
NMLS 1817019.
What's a freedom loan? This is Rod with LendRate Mortgage. Here's an example. On the day this ad was recorded, the largest credit union in Utah quoted a 30-year rate of 4.875% with over $8,000 in closing costs. LendRate's Freedom Loan APR is 4.625% and covers 100% of the closing costs for the same $647,000 loan amount. So you get a 0.25% lower rate, a lower monthly payment, and we pay all the closing costs. Save thousands in upfront costs and get a lower rate. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com. Declare freedom from higher rates and fees with the Freedom Loan. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRateMortgage.com.
If you're a small business, there are lots of choices when it comes to your internet and technology needs. But when you choose Comcast Business Internet, you choose the largest, fastest, reliable network. You choose advanced security for total peace of mind. And you choose fiber solutions with speeds up to 10 gigs available to more small businesses than any other provider. That's virtually everywhere we serve. The choice is clear. Get unbeatable business solutions from the most innovative company. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and voice for $49.99 a month for 24 months with a 2-year price guarantee. And ask how to get up to a $650 prepaid card with a qualifying bundle. Call or go online today to learn more. Offer ends 6/22/22. Restrictions apply. New Comcast Business 35 megabits per second internet and one voice line customers only. Early termination fee applies. Most innovative based on American Business 2021 Gold Stevie Award. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. And subject to change.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good.
Others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty.
Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia
or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Recapping our top local story this hour, a company is suing Salt Lake County over a mining ban in Parley's Canyon. The company Tree Farm LLC says the ban is in violation of state code. KSL News Time, 12:38. President Joe Biden speaking in Buffalo, New York today. Boyd Matheson joining me now, host of Inside Sources, of course, on KSL News Radio from 1 to 3. Boyd, how did the president's speech land for you?
You know, I think he started off in a very powerful space. He really did fully embrace the role of consoler-in-chief. He was very emotional at several moments as he shared some of the stories and the lives of these amazing individuals who were just struck down just buying strawberries and birthday items and getting ready to go to choir practice and those kinds of things. So I thought the president did a beautiful job on the front half of his speech. He struck the right tone. He had the right message. And it was really President Biden at his best. He does understand loss and tragedy, having lost his wife, of course, in an accident, his son Beau to cancer. So he understands what it means to have a life cut short. And he was very much in the space there and delivered a very important message to the people of Buffalo and the survivors. And I wish that's where he would have ended the speech.
Yeah, these times call for just, like you said, a leader in chief, right? Yeah. Somebody who's just compassionate, empathetic. Yeah. But he did go on to kind of talk about some of the rhetoric around racism and things like that. How did that part land for you? Is that some of the part that you wish he had steered clear of?
Yeah, I think he could have. I think he could have gone through and hit some of the important conversations we need to have. But he kind of pivoted into much more of a political rally kind of feel with applause lines and things like that about the big lie and some of those kinds of things. And I think that's where everything just kind of went sideways. It was like the tale of two speeches. Front half, absolutely presidential, absolutely powerful and wonderful, exactly what you would expect from a president. And the back half was just very much a political speech. And I just didn't think it was necessary on this day in that place.
Sure. Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources host. He's on every day from 1 to 3, so you can listen to more of him break down President Joe Biden's speech from Buffalo, New York today.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.